Here's something that U.S. intelligence agencies are no doubt tracking. Iran says it fired more missiles today. It was the second straight day of testing that Iran described as a response to threats from the West. Despite that testing, a top American official says Iran is not growing stronger. William Burns told Congress yesterday that Iran's nuclear program is not making progress.
As a direct result of UN sanctions, Iran's ability to procure technology or items of significance for its nuclear and missile programs, even dual-use items, has been impaired.
In this country, news of the missile testing did receive attention in the presidential campaign. It comes amid much talk about possible airstrikes against Iran's nuclear program. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
On the surface, there doesn't seem to be much difference between Senators McCain and Obama about Iran. After the news broke that Iran test-fired missiles, Senator Obama reacted first during an appearance on ABC's Good Morning America.
Iran is a grave threat. We have to make sure that we are working with our allies to apply tightening pressure economically on Iran, at the same time as we start engaging in the kind of direct diplomacy that can lead them to standing down on issues like nuclear weapons.
Later, Senator McCain was asked about the missile tests at a campaign stop in Pennsylvania.
The time has now come for effective sanctions on Iran, which will then, I believe, can have a modifying effect on their very aggressive behavior, not only rhetorically, but in their pursuit of nuclear weapons as well as this latest missile test. Lines of communication are fine. Action is what's necessary.
At first blush, both candidates seem to be offering the same remedy for Iran's possible pursuit of nuclear weapons, tougher economic sanctions, which has been the Bush administration's policy as well. There have been three rounds of economic sanctions imposed by the UN Security Council, as well as an array of sanctions imposed by the United States on its own, including an effort to isolate Iran's banks. Whether these sanctions have had much effect on Iran, given the windfall it's received in oil revenues, is a big question. But upon closer inspection, there is a significant difference between McCain and Obama on the issue of whether the U.S. should pursue direct talks with Iran. McCain believes that's fruitless, as he explained in a speech last month to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, the pro-Israel lobby known as AIPAC.
Rather than sitting down unconditionally with the Iranian president or supreme leader in the hope that we can talk sense into them, we must create the real-world pressures that will peacefully but decisively change the path that they are on.
The background here is Barack Obama's pledge during the primary campaign to sit down with America's adversaries any place, any time, to pursue diplomatic solutions to potentially explosive problems, like Iran's nuclear program. Obama addressed that issue as well in his speech to AIPAC.
Contrary to the claims of some, I have no interest in sitting down with our adversaries just for the sake of talking. But as President of the United States, I would be willing to lead tough and principled diplomacy with the appropriate Iranian leaders at a time and place of my choosing, if and only if it can advance the interests of the United States.
Both candidates have said they will do everything in their power to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. But Obama sees the record of the Bush administration, which has set preconditions for any direct talks with Iran, as strengthening Tehran's hand, says Susan Rice, one of Obama's chief foreign policy advisors.
Senator Obama's view is that the approach the Bush administration has taken towards Iran has been utterly counterproductive and has left Iran more powerful and further along the path towards achieving its nuclear ambitions than it would otherwise have been.
Senator McCain believes the Bush administration's approach has been the right one, which he intends to continue and improve upon. His chief foreign policy advisor, Randy Shuneman, calls the Obama approach unilateral cowboy diplomacy.
What Senator Obama has done, rather than support the efforts where we have a common transatlantic policy with our key European allies, he has disparaged those efforts. He called it outsourcing diplomacy, which in Senator Obama's lexicon is not a positive characterization of the effort.
Essentially, this is an argument about means, not ends, and the record of the Bush administration. Mike Schuster, NPR News.